The government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, with funding from the World Bank, is implementing the Human Development Service Delivery Project. And one of the important components of the project is the development of a comprehensive social protection policy as a critical strategy to reduce poverty here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. In light of this, officials from the Ministry of National Mobilization and other stakeholders met this week at a national consultation to discuss the draft social protection policy. The Minister of National Mobilization, Dr. Orlando Brewster, outlined the objectives of the social protection policy.
This policy framework seeks to provide a guide on strategies to prevent, support, rehabilitate, and develop our families with socio-economic deprivations. The Ministry of National Mobilization et al., with the National Portfolio for Social Protection, Child Protection and Development, Gender Development, Youth Development, Community and Cooperative Development, as well as Housing and Informal Human Settlement, has great responsibility to protect and support our vulnerable population, and will now be able to standardize and modernize our methods of supporting families here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines through the development of the National Social Protection Policy Strategy and Action Plan.
Minister Brewster said he is eagerly anticipating the implementation of the social protection policy in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
The process for the development of a draft national social protection policy framework is by no means an easy task. As it commenced in August of 2021 with social action research at the community level over a three-month period, and this led us to our first national consultation on the findings in November 2021. Added to that, we also had consultation at the secondary sector level in March of this year. So the ministry is grateful for this opportunity today to continue this exercise of engagement and hopes that we can partner with our many stakeholders to improve the quality of life in St. Vincent and the Grenadines through the finalization of the draft policy framework so that it can be processed and submitted for approval at the cabinet level and ultimately beginning the discourse of realistically implementing the plans enshrined within this policy. I do not want the year 2022 to be finished and the implementation of this policy is not achieved.
Minister of National Mobilization, Dr. Orlando Brewster. The overall goal of the policy is to map the way forward for the government to strengthen its response to the needs of the poor and vulnerable. I'm Yolande Richards with today's special report.